Now, some of y'all know that this is not the same Mike Tyson that we all once knew, right? This is a totally different Mike Tyson. And this whole Jake Paul fight was actually a humiliation ritual. Okay, he had to go through this to revive his career. Now, I tell y'all about humiliation rituals all the time. All right? But we all know Mike Tyson was living basically off of his podcast, which he is not really doing too well as of lately, right? So this whole fight was actually good for him because he needed the finances. Now, I'm gonna break down a few things that I find to be kind of crazy in Mike Tyson's career. All right. Now, we all know Mike Tyson was born and raised in Brownsville, Brooklyn, right? And he had met Customato. Now, Customato was his first trainer, all right, his very first trainer that taught Mike Tyson the ropes, right? Now, I'm gonna play this clip, and he's gonna talk about how every time Customato comes up in interviews, he cries, right? But his excuse, Mike Tyson's excuse, is that Customato changed his life. Now, pay very close attention to what the interviewer says, right? He's going to say a key word, and when he says it, I'm just going to stop it and break it down. But watch this clip, though.
Yes, met me. I'm a little kid. He said, "You're gonna be the world champ."
It's interesting, Mike. You get emotional when you talk about Cuss. But you've said Cuss didn't like it when you showed emotion.
Oh, yeah, like.
Why didn't he want you to show emotion? Did he equate it with weakness?
I don't know what he did.
You okay?
Yeah, how could I ever do an interview about him when I start crying? Yeah, this guy know. I didn't know I was the one.
Well, you were a specimen.
Now, peep how the interviewer says, "Well, you were a specimen." Okay? Now, I tell y'all about industry plants all the time, right? But a specimen is a human study that people do. So this is why Customato picked Mike Tyson, because he knew he was weak. He knew he was vulnerable. And he knew Mike Tyson would be able to get mentally hypnotized. A specimen, an individual animal, plant, piece of mineral, etc., used as an example of its species or type for scientific study or display. So you have these people that practice MK Ultra mind control, right? And they put these celebrities under a trance. Mike Tyson was under a trance when he was winning all of those fights. You got to understand, he was a study, a human study. Okay, and he's still being programmed today. This is why we're seeing two different Mike Tysons. All right?
What would you do to snap yourself out of that? Or was it like right when the game started?
Well, I don't know about Evan, but myself, I used to always, like, when I first started fighting, as soon as I started, even as I have it, I used to go to a hypnotist.
Yeah.
And he would have me tell me you're gonna be calm, relaxed,
meditation
disciplined.
Style shit,
Yeah.
right? Wow. And that worked for you, right?
Yeah, for me.
Yeah, because it seemed like when you would come to the ring, you had a
I
certain
should have
look of
seen a
focus.
Hypnotist, dude, before every game.
I would have never thought that.
Yeah, I used to go to the 14 until I first started fighting. You know, I was this is really my mentor. He groomed me for this lifestyle.
Yeah.
I was like 13,
Customato.
12. See, I would no one else. I couldn't have done this for no one else but Customato, because, like you said, he worked at every different level of my life.
Things more than that to be a fighter.
Yeah, he's talking about my character and my discipline, and I didn't know what discipline was, so he explained to that. Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Mike, did you love him or you were afraid of him?
Both.
Really?
Yeah. Both.
How did you reconcile that? Loving him and being afraid of him?
How do you reconcile that? You just, you're his slave. If he told me to kill you, I would kill you.
Really?
Yeah. Listen. I mean, I'm a black kid from the hood.
Right.
If you said something disrespectful, my fighting cock would beat you. Stop punching you.
Right. Okay.
So, I dedicate my life to him for that. I wish I could say he was just this white man I played. I wish I could say that.
Right.
But that's not how it goes.
Mm-hmm. You miss him to this day? Do you think, Mike, that if he had lived, that your life would have been different?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Now, the fact that Mike Tyson is saying that when Customato would tell, if Customato was to tell him, hey, kill somebody, he would do it, right? That's mind control. That means he was under mind control. Now, mind control is a form of hypnotism where people go under scientific studies and their brain becomes rewired. They go through childhood traumas or shocking programs where they electrocute them and torture these young children, right? To get their brains to be rewired. And what happens is they use the voice of the person they want to command that individual. So without Customato, you got to realize Mike Tyson was lost out here. All right. He was lost out here. But I want to talk about it. We're going to talk about this because mind control is very real. It's very, very real. And I think that he was under some type of hypnotism. All right. Now, Mike Tyson went on to tell the world that when he was at the age of 7, all right, he was actually molested, but he really didn't like talking about this story. Now, I don't like to make fun of these type of situations, people dealing with childhood trauma, right? But like I said, all of these things take place. You know, Mike has always been honest and said his parents was never, you know, they never really cared. So he was in and out of, you know what I'm saying, boys' homes and stuff like that, you know, doing robberies and all of that stuff. And, you know what I mean? Like, it's no doubt that, you know what I'm saying, something may have taken place with Mike Tyson to get him to this point in his life. All right? No doubt in my mind.
Wow, I don't even feel like talking about it. But one day a guy grabbed me and tried to bring me into a building. I was molested as a child. And it made me have to be tough for the world I lived in. That don't mean that you're any less of a man because it happened. Well, I don't like to talk about that. You know, I like to keep that where it was in the past.
Now, as Mike Tyson's career started to go up, right, while dealing with Customato, you got to remember, these are two different people we dealing with here, all right? It's not the same person, okay? He's went through the whole process of being reprogrammed. Now, once his career started going up, right, Mike Tyson was accused, all right, of raping a woman. Now, just pay attention to his mannerisms here. It's a little different than the Mike Tyson we know today, right? And granted, people grow and change, but it's just something different about this Mike Tyson. He's not really the same.
Oh, it's just a lying, reptilian, monstrous young lady. I just hate her guts, and she put me in that state where I don't know. I really wish I did now, but now I really do want to punch her mama. I know you don't like to hear that, but
no, I don't
I'm
like
in
to
that
hear
state
that.
Now.
I admit I don't like to hear that.
Desiree told the jury that when she opened the bathroom door, Mike Tyson was sitting on the bed in his underwear. He grabbed her arm and she said, ripped off her clothes. The next thing I knew, she said, he put me down on the bed and, quote, he kept kissing me and kept saying, don't fight me, don't fight me. Desiree testified that during the course of the rape, it just felt like someone was ripping me apart.
When I had sex, I didn't care about her.
Tyson's recollection is different.
I had sex with her, and I said it's over. I mean, I didn't take her serious, but I'm not a rapist.
Mike, how long overall, if you can estimate, were you and Desiree in your room?
I don't know. It wasn't that long.
What's not that long to you?
15 minutes, probably 20 minutes, I can remember. You know, when I really think about it, wasn't that long at all. Because, I don't know. We didn't have sex. It wasn't no real marathon love lust situation.
And when she went to leave, did you leave with her?
No, I just went to bed.
Was there any suggestion of her spending the night?
Yes.
The defense argued that Desiree was no innocent victim. They painted her as a gold digger who must have known that Mike Tyson wanted only one thing from her, sex, from a White Shoe Washington law firm, not a street crime specialist. Vince Fuller, your lawyer. What kind of check?
He was a sellout piece of the fella. I didn't know anything about legal stuff. I'm with Don King, right? This guy, Don King, I'm glad you got into that, man. Don King's a decent man, supposedly. He's a piece of because this guy got him out of a tax lawsuit. He's going to get this guy to handle my particular rape involvement. And, man, please.
Full disclosure.
Now, the reason that I think this case was pinned on Mike Tyson was because he was breaking free from that mind control situation, right? He started hanging around a lot of Nation of Islam dudes during this time as well. So when they know, you know what I'm saying, you becoming hip, they don't want that. And, you know what I mean, they try to get, you know, find ways to get you, all right? Because it's so weird that once Customato died, Don King took over, all right? Don King started to take over and, you know, took Mike to a whole new level, the Illuminati level, if you ask me.
New, a woman claims a man who looks like Mike Tyson lured her into a sexual assault. Police say the man, claiming to be the former boxer's manager, invited a woman to an after-hours club in Houston over the weekend, and that is where the victim says the lookalike sexually assaulted her. Now, the lookalike even has a tattoo similar to the one Tyson has on his own face. The real Mike Tyson heard about the investigation and shared a photo taken with fellow celebrity Jenny McCarthy. It places him in Florida when the incident in Houston took place.
Attorneys for Bill Cosby filed a motion to dismiss the charges
in Houston over the weekend.
Now, this is when it gets crazy, because you're going to see a different side of Mike Tyson. Like, once he came home from prison, you know, I believe he was reprogrammed in there. And I mentioned this in my live the other day. It's like, when they want you to be, when they put you through incarceration, all right, you basically are now being reprogrammed, or you have to reaccept the oath or retake these oaths, all right? And they'll leave you in there as long as possible. They'll forget all about you if possible, all right? And what happens is these people don't comply and then lose all of their, you know what I'm saying, they self-dignity and all of that stuff.
Come here and tell me that if I f*** you and your ass, you punk white boy, you f***. You can't touch me. You're not man enough. I eat your asshole alive, you bitch. You f***. Come and say in my face for everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You're scared coward. You're not man enough to f*** with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you, scared now. You're scared like a little white bitch. Scared of the real man. I'll f*** you till you love me.
I was paranoid that anybody was going to hurt me.
Think about ODB. When he came home, first thing he did was get with Dame Dash. Okay? And at that time, Dame Dash was cool with who? Jay-Z. Okay? And ODB was talking all of this. The government trying to kill me. If I die, the CIA killed me. All of this stuff. So, you know, once you get involved in this stuff, you got to get down with it. There's no getting out of it. You know what I'm saying? And Mike Tyson knows that. Prime example of, you know what I'm saying, what happened with his daughter. You know, many people believe that he had to restart his career because Mike Tyson was getting all kind of endorsements and, you know what I'm saying, TV shows and all of this stuff once his daughter died. All right? But if you didn't know, Mike Tyson was dealing with tax problems as well, too.
What was going on? What was happening there? You know, you have no idea what was going on with my life back then. I said, what was going on back then with this guy?
What in effect, what the most changed you?
I don't know. I just knew I had to grow up. You know, I had a incident where I lost my daughter in some family accident at home, and it was just a time to grow up and wake up.
That was, of course, the worst incident in your life, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
She died how?
A freak accident on the treadmill.
How old was she?
4.
Were you home?
No. I wasn't living with her mother at the time. I was in Las Vegas and they live in Phoenix. And her mother called and told me what had happened, and I rushed down there, and it was already pretty much a done deal.
How do you never get over that, do you?
I don't know. No, it's just it's a new stage. It's the beginning stage, so I don't know if I get over it or not.
Do you believe in an afterlife? Do you believe she is somewhere?
I don't know anything. I just know that we have to keep on living. And being alive is for the living, and being dead is for the dying. We have to continue living, you know.
Interesting philosophy on life. You're done with boxing, right?
Pretty much so, yeah.
You don't ever think about doing a Holyfield?
Never, ever, no. I wish I could. You know, maybe it's that he does it, but I wish I could, yeah.
Get my best thinking at the time. Get my gun, automatic, just like this, and just go crazy.
Who are you gonna hurt?
Regardless, that's just my first thought. But when I went to the hospital, the people that were there, they're up there because their kids are dead too.
Mm-hmm.
Or about to die.
Mm-hmm.
So, who the hell am I? Their kids are dying too. I don't know. No. It's something happened that day. I don't know what happened that day.
But whatever happened that day, was there a new Mike Tyson that came the next day?
No, I did some cocaine for a week. I had to get high. I had to back then. I had to get high. I couldn't handle it at all. You have to go. No, you understand, right? Thank you. You want to take this stuff off?
You okay?
It's okay.
Sir, Mike, I'm really sorry you're going through this.
It's okay.
I'm sorry if we brought up.
It's okay. I got to grow up. It's tough. Got to be a man. Stop crying.
Now, let's talk about these humiliation rituals he had to go through as far as with the benefits that they gave him, right? Now, one in particular, I broke this down before, was that he went on a BET show, I don't know the name of it, and basically put his legs in the air, insinuating that, you know, he was down with that program, if that makes sense, right? Now, this whole Jake Paul fight, you know what I'm saying? I knew it was going to be a hoax from when they started promoting it, right? But I see that there's, you know, people online saying that Mike went through a humiliation ritual because he put his behind out there. Now, the reason why he lost the fight, right, is because they have to destroy his legacy.
Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that?
All right. The same people that bring these entertainers and celebrities up are the same people that have to bring them down. There's no excuse for it. It's like, you know, bring him out of retirement so we can, you know, tarnish his name. Now, before Mike even decided to come back in the limelight, you know, he lost a lot of fights previously as well. But just to see him lose to a YouTuber, all right, it's like making a mockery of his legacy. You know what I'm saying? And these people understand that. You know what I mean? It's all tactics. Destroy and rebuild. All right, destroy and rebuild. All right, so now when we seeing Mike Tyson take the bag for however much, 20 million or however much he got paid, you know, all of these things are put in place for him to get paid. These are humiliation rituals. All right, for him to show his behind and, you know what I'm saying, basically not throw one punch the whole fight. You know, it was to tarnish his legacy. And he was okay with that for a fee to take care of his business. All right, so this is why I say, y'all, we can't put our faith into all of these celebrities because, you know what I'm saying, their job is to let us down. Okay, they sold out long time ago. All right, long, long time ago. All right, so with that being said, I hope I broke this video down. And if y'all want me to talk about some other individuals such as Andrew Tate or whatever, I'm going to get to those too. All right, so I hope y'all stay blessed out there and peace.